Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 3, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, which is set in the Republic of China, you learn to understand a number of questions and answers about families. Before you go on to learn how to say these things, check your comprehension by giving English equivalents for each of the sentences in the following exchanges. Let's begin. 1.
你们有孩子吗?
Do you have any children?
有,我们有。
Yes, we have. Number 2.
刘先生有美国朋友吗?
Does Mr. Liu have any American friends?
他没有美国朋友。
He doesn't have any American friends.
他有英国朋友。
He has English friends. Number 3.
你们有几个孩子?
How many children do you have?
我们有两个孩子。
We have two children.
是男孩子是女孩子?
Are they boys or girls?
都是女孩子,没有男孩子。
Both are girls, we don't have any boys.
他们都在这里吗?
Are they both here?
不,一个在这里。 一个还在美国。
No, one is here and one is still in America. Number 4.
你家里有什么人?
What people are there in your family?
有我太太跟三个孩子。
There's my wife and three children. If you had any problem with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them all, you may begin working on how to ask these questions and how to answer them. Listen to this exchange.
你有孩子吗?
有,我有。
Repeat the verb to have.
有,有,有。
The verb 有 is one that may be used as a short answer yes. Repeat the answer, yes, I have.
有,我有。有,我有。
Try replying to the question now. Answer that you do have children.
你有孩子吗?
有,我有。
In Chinese, as you remember, nouns do not usually show whether they are singular or plural. The word 孩子 then could mean a child or children. Repeat child or children.
孩子。孩子。孩子。
Repeat the question, do you have children or do you have any children?
你有孩子吗? 你有孩子吗?
What's the verb to have?
有。
What's the word for a child or children?
孩子.
Listen to a similar exchange.
你们有孩子吗?
有,我们有.
The pronoun we, woman, is formed from 我 and the plural suffix 们. Repeat 我们, remembering that the plural suffix 们 is in the neutral tone.
我们. Woman.
Repeat the plural pronouns we, you, they.
Woman, 你们, 他们. Woman, 你们, 他们.
Repeat the sentence, yes, we have.
有,我们有. 有,我们有.
Try responding to the question. Answer that you do have children.
你们有孩子吗？
有，我们有。
Again,
你们有孩子吗？
有，我们有。
Let's listen in on another conversation. Two people are discussing possible reasons for how well Mr. Liu speaks English.
刘先生有美国朋友吗？
他没有美国朋友，他有英国朋友。
The negative of 有 is 没有。Up till now, you've seen verbs negated with the adverb 不. The verb to have is one exception. It always takes the adverb 没 to indicate the negative. Repeat the negative of 有。
没有，没有，没有。
Repeat, he doesn't have any American friends.
他没有美国朋友。他没有美国朋友。
What's the word for children?
孩子。
How do you say he doesn't have any children?
他没有孩子。
Let's listen to the conversation about Mr. Liu again.
刘先生有美国朋友吗？
他没有美国朋友，他有英国朋友。
Repeat, he has English friends.
他有英国朋友，他有英国朋友。
Try responding to the question about Mr. Liu yourself. Say that he doesn't have any American friends, he has English friends.
刘先生有美国朋友吗？
他没有美国朋友，他有英国朋友。
Again,
刘先生有美国朋友吗？
他没有美国朋友，他有英国朋友。
Let's return to the topic of families.Once you found out that someone has children, you might ask how many they have. Listen.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
Repeat three children.
三个孩子。三个孩子。
The syllable ge is a counter. You've already come across this syllable in words like nega and jega. Counters are a basic part of speech in Chinese.As their name implies, they count in group nouns. They are most often used after numbers, as in 三个孩子, but also are used in demonstratives like this or that, as in 这个房间, and in question words like which, 哪个. The counter 个 is the most common and the most general of all counters. It can be used for people or things. Repeat, we have three children.
我们有三个孩子。我们有三个孩子。
Try responding to the next question. Assume that you have three children.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
Again.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
The question word asking how many is the syllable 几。Followed by a counter, in this case, 个. Repeat how many?
几个几个几个
Repeat, how many children do you have?
你们有几个孩子你们有几个孩子
Try asking the question, how many children do you have?You'll get a reply as well as a confirmation.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
Again.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
Another question you might be asked, or you might want to ask, is the sex of the children. Listen.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
The word for boy is 男孩子 with the syllable 男 male, followed by the word for child, 孩子. Repeat boy.
男孩子，男孩子，男孩子。
Repeat one boy.
一个男孩子，一个男孩子。
When the number two is used with a counter, it has a special form, 两. Repeat two somethings.
两个，两个，两个。
What's the word for boy?
男孩子。
Repeat two boys.
两个男孩子，两个男孩子。
The word for girl is 女孩子. The syllable 女 meaning female, followed by the word for child. Repeat girl, making sure to get the U umlaut vowel right.
女孩子，女孩子，女孩子。
Repeat, we have two boys and one girl.
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
You'll notice that the Chinese sentence doesn't need to use a word for and. It's actually we have two boys, one girl. Say, we have two boys and one girl ahead of the speaker.
We have two boys and one girl ahead of the speaker.
Assume that you have two boys and a girl. Answer the next question.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Again.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
What's the word for girl?
女孩子。
What's the word for boy?
男孩子。
Here's another conversation. Listen.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
是男孩子，是女孩子？
他们都是女孩子。
Let's listen to the last part again.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
他们都是女孩子。
The question, are they boys or girls in Chinese, doesn't have an or. Repeat after the speaker, are they boys or girls? Literally, are boys or girls?
是男孩子，是女孩子。是男孩子，是女孩子。
It's very common to form an or question by simply offering the alternatives one after the other.However, the verb must be repeated with each alternative, as in 是男孩子是女孩子。Repeat, are they boys or girls? Again.
是男孩子是女孩子。是男孩子是女孩子。
How do you say, are they boys or girls?
是男孩子是女孩子。
Try asking the question yourself, are they boys or girls? You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
是男孩子，是女孩子。
他们都是女孩子。
Again.
是男孩子，是女孩子。
他们都是女孩子。
Try a bit more of the conversation now. Assume you're talking about Mr. and Mrs. Lee and their children.First, ask how many children they have, and then ask if they're boys or girls.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
是男孩子，是女孩子？
他们都是女孩子。
Try it again.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
是男孩子，是女孩子？
她们都是女孩子。
Let's listen to the last reply again.
她们都是女孩子。她们都是女孩子。
Repeat the word for all.
都。都。都。
Like other adverbs you've had, such as 也, also, or 现在, now, the adverb 都 always comes before the verb. Repeat, they're all girls.
她们都是女孩子。她们都是女孩子。
Try replying to the question now. Remember that they have three daughters.
是男孩子，是女孩子。
她们都是女孩子。
In a sentence with 都, it's common to leave off the pronoun before the 都. Repeat, all are girls.
都是女孩子。都是女孩子。
Now you try answering the question about the Lees, who have three daughters.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
是男孩子是女孩子？
都是女孩子。
Again.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
是男孩子是女孩子？
都是女孩子。
Here's a question you might be asked about your children.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Repeat, are your children all here?
你们孩子都在这里吗？你们孩子都在这里吗？
Making sure to put the adverb 都 before the verb, say, are your children all here? Ahead of the speaker.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
Try asking, are your children all here? Again, this time you'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Again.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Let's listen to the reply again.
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
You'll notice that 一个 and 两个 here are used without the nouns following them. You've seen this happen before with 这个 那个. This is, of course, possible because the conversation has made it clear who's being talked about.Repeat, two are here.
两个在这里。两个在这里。
The reply also introduces the word still, which is an adverb. Repeat still.
还。还。还。
Like other adverbs, 还 precedes the verb.Repeat, one is still in America.
一个还在美国。一个还在美国。
Repeat, no, two are here and one is still in America.
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Now try responding to the question. Assume that you have three sons, two here with you, one still in America.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Again.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
With the same assumption that you have three sons, two with you here and one in America, try answering these questions.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
是男孩子是女孩子？
都是男孩子。
他们都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Again.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
是男孩子是女孩子？
都是男孩子。
他们都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Now, if you're talking with people who don't know whether or not you're married, you might be asked about your family in another way. Listen.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Repeat the phrase, in your family.
你家里。你家里。你家里。
You probably recognize all of these syllables, although you have never had them quite this way before. The syllable 家, which you've seen in 老家, means home. The syllable 里, which you've seen in 这里and 那里, means within, or in. Here the combination is 家里, meaning in the family. Repeat, what people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人？你家里有什么人？
As you've learned, the verb yo means to have. It also has another meaning, that of existence. There is. The question, 你家里有什么人? is literally, in your family there are what people? How do you say what people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人?
Try it again. This time you'll get a confirmation and a reply.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Again.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Let's listen to the answer again.
有我太太跟三个孩子。
The word 跟 is used to connect nouns and noun phrases. Repeat this word for and.
跟跟跟
Repeat the sentence, there's my wife and three children.
有我太太跟三个孩子。有我太太跟三个孩子。
Try responding to the question yourself. Assume that you have a wife and three children.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Again.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
But suppose you aren't married. The exchange might go like this.
你家里有什么人？
就有我父亲、母亲。
Repeat the word for father.
父亲，父亲，父亲。
Repeat the word for mother.
母亲，母亲，母亲。
Repeat the word for just.
就，就。就
The word 就 is an adverb and goes before the verb. Repeat, there's just my father and mother.
就有我父亲、母亲。就有我父亲、母亲。
Notice that the Chinese sentence doesn't need to use a word for and. How do you say, just my father and mother?
就有我父亲、母亲。
Try responding to the question yourself now. Assume there's just your father and mother.
你家里有什么人？
就有我父亲、母亲。
Again,
你家里有什么人？
就有我父亲、母亲。
Now let's review what we've covered in this unit. I'll say some English sentences from the target list and you put them into Chinese. They're arranged in exchanges. Let's begin. 1. How many children do you have?
你们有几个孩子？
We have 2 children.
我们有两个孩子。
Are they boys or girls?
是男孩子，是女孩子。
Both are girls. We don't have any boys.
都是女孩子，没有男孩子。
Are they both here?
他们都在这里吗？
No, one is here and one is still in America.
不，一个在这里，一个还在美国。
Number two, do Mr. and Mrs. Lee have any children?
李先生、李太太有孩子吗？
Yes, they have.
有，他们有。
How many boys and how many girls?
几个男孩子，几个女孩子。
Two boys and one girl.
两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Three. What people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人？
Just my father and mother.
就有我父亲母亲。
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 3, Production Tape 1.